This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We have all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network and 90.1 KPFT Houston. I'm in downtown Houston, here in Houston for the summer, and I just happen to be here while the NRA is having their annual meeting in town. And this comes just days after there was a shooting at an elementary in Uvalde, Texas. So there's a lot of people coming downtown to protest and march and rally, and I'm going to check it out. And I just wanted to show you guys a little behind the scenes. Downtown is over there. Busy as heck. You can see helicopters in the sky. It's a busy scene out here. So I parked a ways away, and now I brought my bike with me because I love biking. So I park far away. Little pro tip for those who want to get into indie journalism: park far away from the scene, bring a bike with you, pack a backpack, and be ready for anything. All right, let's do it. So here we are, there are some counter-protesters on this side, as you can see, going for a little while. And it looks like on the other side there's cops with people from the NRA. Let's go get a closer look. Register to vote for the Democratic Party.
No justice!
And let the tone deaf NRA and the tone deaf Republicans who decided to come here today and not stand up against the special interest groups to protect our children, to protect our communities, our grocery stores, and our churches, and tell them that we will not stand for this any longer. We have to get elected Mike Greg Abbott out of office.
State your name and why you're here.
Amy Claire.
Oh, my name is Sarah Hajizadeh.
What's the main, you know, motivation for you to be here?
To defend democracy, to defend the people. Enough of the politics and the money making. They're receiving so much money from the NRA that they don't care about us, our kids. I'm a mother of 5, and I will stand up for the safety of my kids and everybody else's kids. and the population, us, the people, which is horrifying, is they don't care about us. They won't change our politics. It's all about the money. That needs to change now.
I'm here because every time this happens, nothing happens. And I don't understand how people can sit around and just watch it and forget about it. I mean, we need legislation. And if we don't do, if we just sit around and don't activate, then we're just joining them in the on the couch. And I just can't anymore. None of us can.
And it's important to me because I have a child who goes to school every day, and we have to continually think about whether or not he's going to make it home that day. And it's the lack of action is ridiculous, and something has to change. Like they said, it's been 10 years since the first one, and nothing's been done. And I don't understand how many children have to die for it to matter and for there to be actionable changes that are going to protect our children and everybody else, like the people in Buffalo. I mean, it's minorities, it's the children, it's just ridiculous.
Do you have any specific solutions that you would support? Like, for example, do you support restricting gun ownership or more background checks? Or is there any solutions that you like?
Well, I understand the culture, the American culture. I am not American at birth, but you cannot take the guns away, but you can regulate them. It's all about common sense. Why would you put guns in 18-year-olds' hands? And those guns are not protective guns. They are military-grade guns, which kills. And the purpose is killing more of us for their profit. So enough of that. Measures are available and achievable. That's the main point is, yes, you can keep your gun of protection at home. That's a reasonable and safe case away from children access. Absolutely. I'm okay with that. But enough is enough. More military-grade guns. AR-15 is not okay. It's not okay without background check, without mental health check, without license. It shouldn't be accessible to all.
I know people love their guns in Texas. I get it. But this open carry nonsense, silencers, all these things, ridiculous. And, I mean, if you don't know how to shoot a gun, you shouldn't have the ability to purchase one. I'm just saying. And all these 18-year-old males, all these young kids, make it a protocol of 21 and up. I mean, why is that so difficult?
One last question. So we are right now in Houston, downtown Houston. We're right across the street from the NRA annual meeting. And obviously there's some people in there who have different opinions, right, on guns. Many of those people in there, they worry that the people in this crowd are trying to come take their guns away. Is that something you support? Like you mentioned mental health checks, background checks, but would you support a blanket like ban on gun ownership?
No, like I say, I understand the culture, and you cannot change a culture. It's about the First and Second Amendment. We have the right of the First Amendment to speech for what we believe in. Their beliefs are different, and that's all about the democracy. I believe in democracy. So I will not attack them. I will not obligate them, but I want regulations. Everything in the measure is okay. But when there is no regulation, it's chaos. And I think we can come to common grounds on agreeing that there is limits to everything.
No, and I don't think the majority of the people here do support a complete ban on all guns. You know, it's like they say with the cars, you have to have your car registered, you have to have your license, you have to have insurance. Those things are logical things. Nobody should logically need an AR-15 or any other semi-automatic gun. Handguns, fine. Rifles, fine. If you're a hunter, you want protection, that's fine, but they should be registered and they should be able to be tracked and they should be insured. It's just responsibility. I think that's all we really want.
It just can't happen. There are too many guns already out there. I mean, just being like, we have to be practical and logistic, and there's so many guns. We have to make legislation that curbs it. And I mean, I wish this was a European country, but it's not. So, and I'll add, my best friend, her husband is a SWAT officer, and he doesn't like the open carry and silencer issues either, because that makes his job harder.
This is the NRA entrance. They've got like a whole line of cops now in case, I guess, somebody tries to charge. And this is where you get in, and so they're definitely controlling access pretty good here.
Me, sir. I'm with KPFT. Would you like to comment about why the meeting is important to you?
Hey, guys.
Have a good day, man. Excuse me, sir. Would you like to comment about why the meeting is important to you? I'm with KPFT 90.1. Have a good day. Hey, would you like to comment about why this is important to you?
No.
Thank you. Just trying to get perspectives from both sides of the street.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
It's good. No pressure.
I have no perspective.
It's all good, man. Just trying to make sure I get, you know, them and somebody over here.
Well, my perspective too, Second Amendment. You know, we get to do that.
Well, you want to say that? Why is this important to you?
Second Amendment. We get the right to do it. We should be able to do it, and they don't like it, go vote us out.
Do you support any, like, more regulations on guns, like some of the people over there are calling for?
What are you going to do? Everything else is so highly regulated, it doesn't make any difference. It's not the people that are following the regulations that are happening anyway.
It's the criminals that are doing what they want anyway, right?
It seems to me that to be the case.
So in your perspective, like, the regulations, they affect more of the average law-abiding citizen than the person who, you know...
Oh, absolutely. There's not any question about that.
Thank you, sir. Why is this important?
Because women should be allowed to protect themselves. You know, those guys... They're right, you know, about, you know, wanting the children to be safe, but they don't realize that some law officer is going to be the one with the gun to protect their children. You know, it's just, we just talked to the NRA how they're going to put enforcement people at the schools.
So why is the NRA event important to you today?
Because they help us hunters and stuff.
For us to have our, you know, our Second Amendment rights, we had to go through two background checks.
And every time you buy a gun, you got to go through another one.
Say that again.
Every time you buy a gun, you have to go through another background check.
And you have to be qualified. You can't just buy one and go. You have to be qualified to have your license.
Do you fear that in the long term it is going to be a removal of Second Amendment rights?
I don't think so. For long, it won't be for quite a while anyway.
But do you feel like that's what some people would like? Like, say,
yeah,
the Beto's?
Like some of them that don't know anything about a gun.
Sure. Well, they don't know anything about the gun laws. They don't.
I've taken people out that never had shot a gun out of the grain and let them shoot it. After that, they're hooked. Yeah. They love it.
They get an experience.
Yeah.
You have to have experience. I mean, like I said, you just can't grab one and go. You know.
So you guys wouldn't, you're not against people like doing training and the things you already have to do,
you
right?
You have to have training. You have to have training.
I don't know how to, these young people killing other young people. I don't know what's going on with them. So it's not the gun doing it, it's the idiots doing it.
What would be the solution for you guys? Like, to, you know, what, instead of focusing on the guns, where would you like the focus to be?
On getting some of these young people help.
They need to, well, I'm not really quite sure how to, they need a mental health, you know. It needs to be more available. I know people with depression that don't have any kind of insurance, that can't get help. And I'm sure that's what was wrong with that person. You know, they had depression or something, and they needed help. And somebody should have seen it and known it beforehand.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.